Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we certainly rejoice at the birth of Jesus as our Messiah, our Savior, who has come into this world to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. We rejoice at his birth as the shepherds came to worship and adore him. And as the wise men from the east came also to worship and adore him. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. Tonight I would like to share with you the good news from the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter. With special attention to the following words. And the angel said to her, "Do not fear, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." This is the word of God. Friends in Christ, newborn King of Israel, rejoice, our Savior is born. What a wonderful message and proclamation tonight as we once again celebrate the birth of Jesus. Yes, rejoice, our Savior is born. And yet, are we rejoicing and filled with joy that a Savior has been born to us again tonight? Or are we rejoicing because of all the cards we have received and the presents we are going to open tonight or tomorrow morning on Christmas Day? And why? Because it's very easy to get into the Christmas rush, the Christmas hype, with cards and presents and trees and lights and decorations, and yet losing sight of the meaning and the significance of what Christmas is really all about. That Christmas is still the story of the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Without the cards, the presents, the trees, the lights and decorations. As a matter of fact, there were no lights and decorations in the manger when Jesus was born. Only the star shining over the stable from above. It was kind of cold and dark. No heat available to keep them warm and comfortable. No cards or presents for the baby Jesus either. No one there except Mary and Joseph and the animals in the stable, because there was no room for them in the inn. Yes, Christmas is still the story of the shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night, as they waited patiently for the announcement by the angels of the Lord that a Savior would be born to them in Bethlehem. The story of the three magi following the star from the east, as they also waited patiently for this child, the babe, the son of Mary. Yes, tonight on this Christmas Eve, it's a time to rejoice at the birth of Jesus. As we sang the Christmas carols and listened again to the Christmas stories from the Gospel of St. Matthew and St. Luke and the promise God made in the Old Testament through the prophet about the coming of the Messiah. For unto us a child is born, Unto us a son is given, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Yes, it is a time to go back again in spirit to that very Christmas. The first one, the celestial angels celebrated as they praised God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. To go back again in spirit as the shepherds celebrated the birth of Jesus on that glorious night. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. To go back again in spirit, as the three magi did, as they followed the star by night, as it rested on the house 3 months later, after the birth of Jesus. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into this house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. So like the shepherds, we also want to go over to Bethlehem in spirit tonight and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has also made known to us. Like the Magi, we also want to follow that star by night from the east and fall down and worship Him as our Savior, and offer Him our own special gift tonight through our Christmas offerings. And why? Because this tiny baby Jesus offers us tonight His hope, His peace, joy, and His love. And our response tonight should be that of the shepherds after they saw the baby Jesus lying in a manger. They returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Our response should be that of the celestial angels, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Yes, we follow in the footsteps of those first witnesses who spread the word of our Savior's birth. Yes, just like the shepherds, the three magi, and the celestial angels of over 2,000 years ago, we gather here tonight to honor the birth of Jesus as He offers Himself to us as our Messiah, our Savior, and our Prince of Peace. We actually pause tonight to remember this child, the babe, the Son of Mary, sleeping in the night, and His eternal promise of good and light. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Yes, tonight we celebrate Jesus' birthday, not ours, as we receive from Him the greatest gift of all, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Yes, let us rejoice. Our Savior is born. In Jesus' name. for Jesus' sake, the Christ child of Bethlehem, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may the celebration of the birth of Jesus tonight renew our faith in Him as our Messiah and as our Savior. May we always seek You, and especially the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, without the cards, the presents, the trees, the lights, and the decorations, to seek Him with the same humility of the shepherds and the zeal and dedication of the three magi. May we also tonight join the celestial angels in praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." May we praise Him and worship Him tonight as the Christ, the Lord, the newborn King. Amen.